It's Ricky Rick on this one, Young Stunner, as well as Tyler, I See You. It's called Ilanga on Rise FM. Good morning. Thank you so much for choosing us. We are joined by Baba Isaac Ngomana. We speak all things TB. We are taking your questions today, in fact, on 072-885-7702 at Rise FM 943. If you have any more questions, send them through.
Discover a world of possibilities at Nzululwazi Training Academy Mbombela, your gateway to success. Our private institution is renowned for excellence, offering sought-after courses. We welcome matriculants and scholars, providing top-notch professional training. Visit nzululwazitraining.co.za to explore our diverse range of courses and embark on a journey towards a brighter future. Nzululwazi Training Academy Mbombela, where quality education shapes promising careers and transforms aspirations into achievements.
Hi, I'm Bajabulise Taylor, Miss Mpumalanga 2024 and Ambassador for the NAR. During Youth Month, we honor the significant contributions young people have made to South Africa's struggles for freedom. To help our youth understand the importance of responsible behavior, bear in mind that while gambling and alcohol can be enjoyable, it is essential to approach both with caution and responsibility. Remember these key points. Gambling is strictly 18 plus. Gambling is a game of chance, and the odds are often not in your favor. Contact the NRGP for problem gambling help. Make choices that are right for you, regardless of others' actions. Never drink and drive. Always have a plan to get home safely. For alcohol addiction, contact SANCA. Let's commemorate Youth Month by making informed, responsible choices and supporting each other. This message is brought to you by Mpumalanga Economic Regulator.
We know you're going places. And to get there, you've got a job to do. So when it comes to renting vehicles for yourself or your business, we've got your back.
Whether it's a luxury sedan, an economical runabout, an off-road 4x4, or one-ton single cab,
chat to one of our 15 branches countrywide, including Nelspruit and Emalahleni, about your rental needs, or visit us online at apexrental.co.za. Apex Vehicle Rental, the way to go.
When Robert Marawa brings you Friday Legends on 947, 947 Rise and Vuma FM, with Absa and Visa, he isn't playing around. Because he's bringing out the big guns, the sporting icons.
Dr. Kubalo was saying that one of the former players is a pastor. Who's a pastor?
Always when there's get-together, Legends game, we want to meet as Legends, what? I won't be able to attend because I've got church obligations or something. Yeah. How? Pastor Tebza?
The coaches who make them and the stories that matter.
What have I done to football that is doing this to me?
And getting face to face with the stars from our continent and beyond. Hear the stories of how they became legends every Friday night from 6 p.m. Friday Legends with Robert Marawa on 947 Rise and Vuma FM. Brought to you by Absa and Visa, worldwide partner of the Olympic and Paralympic Games. More on primemediaplus.com.
Thank you so much for not touching that dial. Baba Ngomane, welcome back to Rise FM.
Whoa, thank you so much for coming back. It's always a great pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
You know, for the past 7 weeks.
Has it been 7 weeks?
Yeah, bo. It has just been a marathon of sharing TP information.
Yeah, absolutely.
We hope and trust that our dearest listeners, our brothers and sisters, our aunties and whoever, they've been catching up this and they are living by it.
No, absolutely. I think some of the questions, or most of the questions that I'm seeing here, Baba Ngomane, have to do with the stigma and what we spoke about last week, which is something that I absolutely love, you know?
Okay.
But let's get into it. We've got a question here that says, hi, family. Anonymous here. Let me just quickly open it. It says, last week you spoke about the stigma. I just want to know what the government, or let's just say the department rather, is doing to upgrade people's knowledge on TB, because bantu abati lutho about TB. Thanks, Tlotli.
Thank you so much. Thank you, listener. However, it's anonymous.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's fine. It's not for your benefit, but it's for the benefit of people out there. You know, these days we are troubled by mental health issues. So obviously the government, as far as we know, they are working very close with the social workers, with the psychologists. And particularly on this month, as a youth month, I think we are trying to make sure that we disseminate information out there.
Yeah.
Remember, to discriminate a person is against the human rights. So obviously, we are teaching people about their human rights.
Mm-hmm.
And there can be a litigation if ever you discriminate a human being.
Yeah.
Remember, to kill a person doesn't necessarily by taking a weapon and step or shoot or whatever. But really, by talking negative about the person, you are killing more than a killer.
Yeah.
So make sure that you talk constructively when you are with people. So let's try to select words before we talk negatively about the person. But preferable always talk positive about the next person. Whether it's pertaining illness, health, or whatever, talk positively.
Absolutely.
Let's support people out there who might be having any sort of illness, any condition. It's my responsibility, it's your responsibility, it's all of collective responsibility to make sure that we support each other. Then we can kill TB and HIV or any sort of illness in our community.
No, absolutely. We've got the next one here from Ukolani out Eligaze. I think this is more of a statement, actually.
Okay.
It says, but guys, let's be for real. Most people that have TB in South Africa are people that are with HIV. So I will say that are living with HIV, or am I wrong?
Absolutely, absolutely, Kulani, you are quite correct. It doesn't mean that to be TB, having TB or to acquire TB, it means that you are already HIV positive. It's only the data, or it's only the numbers that says about a person who's HIV positive. In a year, they are more likely to have TB. They've got 10% more than a person who's HIV negative.
Yeah.
That is why a person who's HIV positive, we are trying to make sure, or with any other chronic condition, we are trying to make sure that they go for TB screening. Remember, mm-hmm. it's free of charge.
Yeah.
And a person who's HIV positive, it is because the immune system of this individual, it's compromised. You know, it's just like when you're broke, then I say, can I sell this car to you?
Mm.
You can even go to rob a person so that you buy this.
Mm.
So a person who is living with HIV, you know, anything like that is infection can easily settle in him or her.
I mean, okay, but what, because this is actually an interesting question, and now that I hear your answer, what is the percentage of people? And I know that you said that people who are living with HIV are much more prone to TB on a yearly basis, more than somebody that is not living with HIV.
Yes.
But what is the percentage of people that are living with HIV, rather than the ones that are not, that get TB in a year, I would say?
Okay. It's about 50%. It's about between 50 and 55%. I'm subjected to be corrected.
Okay.
Between 50 and 55%, a person who's living with HIV is vulnerable to acquire TB. So I don't know whether I'm answered. Meaning that the chances are very high as compared to the person who's not HIV, who's not living with HIV.
Hmm.
What does it mean? What does it tell me and you? It means that a person who's living with HIV must be very much cautious about his health.
Yeah.
Like a flu, he needs to attend to it. Chest pains, he needs to attend to it. Remember, even the deaths that are happening in our society, a person who's HIV positive and a person who's not, in terms of the death, the person who's HIV positive, the statistics is very high.
Yeah.
So that is why we need to avert the death by making sure that people, they go for early TB screening and investigation.
And I mean, I stand to be corrected, but you don't die from HIV. You die from an AIDS related illness. Am I right?
Yes.
So you would die from TB, because you are more prone to catching TB because you are living with HIV.
Correct.
So it's not that you died from HIV. You died from TB
opportunistic infection.
You did not take care of yourself enough.
Not really taking care of yourself enough, because okay. A person can really take care of himself but also acquire any other sort of opportunistic infection.
No, true.
But, you know, we always advocate for immediate response towards any ill health that a person feels.
Yes.
You see? So that is why, remember, HIV doesn't kill.
Yeah.
But it creates an opportunity for other illnesses to catch.
Okay.
Yes. Like, if ever a person is HIV positive, it's easy to acquire any chest problems. Mm-hmm. TB, as we're mentioning, right. Diarrhea, any sort of, the skin, whatever, it might happen in any format.
Right.
So that is why when a person who's living with HIV needs to be extra cautious about anything that might be called minor. To him or her, it might be worse.
Yeah.
So that is why we always advocate for any health screening, not only for TB,
but anything.
Yeah. Anything. You see a small wound there, just see what is really happening.
Mm.
You see an oral sore, what is really happening? Because it can aggravate to a cancer or other sort of illness, you see. So that is why we always advocate for that. There's one thing which I like to pass on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, TB still remains the number one killer in South Africa.
Yeah.
Or in Africa, let me put it that way.
Yeah.
Yet TB is preventable and it is curable.
But why do you think that is so, Bangomane? Where are we failing? Or where are people failing? I mean, why are they not taking their medication if really we're saying TB is preventative, you can cure it? Why are so many people dying from it?
There are a lot of aspects when it comes to that.
Mm.
A lot of people, once they feel better, they just leave the medication, of which it's a serious setback for the Department of Health, particularly to the family of this individual.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they left to leave this simple medication to a medication which is much more difficult to take. And the people, they still have the positivity of seeking medical health in due time. They wait. There's a need, this issue of let's wait and see. I think tomorrow I'll be better than yesterday. Mm-hmm. Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute a person does that, the virus or whatever illness which is there, it just keeps worse, going worse and worse and worse.
Sure.
So particularly males, if ever I can look at the males.
Yeah.
No, it's terrible.
They are struggling with consistency.
No. I don't know whether because I'm also
But what? Okay, what is it about a man? I mean, I think especially then when you do know that you've got TB, why are you then struggling to take the medication until they tell you, no, now you can stop? What is it? Because you know, it's not like labantu labangafuni kuya eclinic or abafuni kuya esibhedlela. They don't want to go and get checked, right? Because mhlambe they are suspecting that something is wrong. I can tell that my body's not okay, or they're seeing something in themselves that's giving them a warning. But there are people who then go to the doctor on time, and they don't want to carry on taking the medication. What is it?
The information. Sometimes the information that we share to the public or during one-on-one session, it's so limited because of the time factor. I don't like to put it that way, but that's the honest fact. If I can simply come to you and say, you've got TB, go and take this medication for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
Are you really going to consider it? But the information that you receive is the one that will lead, you know, for a person to take the medication up to the last day. Yeah, last week we had a training for 3 days.
Yeah.
There's not something that we've mentioned. One, there's a difference between compliance and adherence.
Mm-hmm.
It might sound the same, but we don't want to comply. We want people to adhere. Let me make an example for this. If I can say, you are on TB treatment, then someone asks you, why are you drinking this medication? Then you say, no, I'm drinking this medication because the nurse said I must drink this medication. But that is compliance. You are not drinking the medication because you want to drink the medication. But you are doing it because the nurse said
I was told drink. To do it.
But if I can ask you, why are you taking this medication? Then you say, I'm taking this medication because I want to kill the TB bacilli in my body. You have a complete buy-in. You've got a, 100% information. Why are you taking the medication? You see? So I think one of the things that we as health workers we need that we need to improve on is to engage the patient to make sure that this is information. Why are you taking this medication? What will be the end results? How long are the duration or the duration of how you're going to take the medication? Sometimes it's not only the health workers per se, but you know, we've got our own beliefs. There can be religious beliefs. There can be cultural beliefs. Mean a very Western meat. We believe on these things. So those are the things that we need to try to limit within our society. Another thing, the issue of coming here to this powerful radio station to talk about the TB. We are trying to impart them the information at a larger scale, you see, because we know that it's limiting. But it, if ever our communities that are going to benefit from this, it's another way of selling the information or sending the information about TB, so that people, our community out there, they can take care of themselves, because we cannot able to go to the all the individuals out there.
So we are running out of time, but I think maybe let's quickly take one more question, because we need to go to the news. How do you manage a baby born to a mother with TB?
Okay, that's
very interesting. Have we ever spoken about that?
No.
Not yet.
No. We've talked.
We have, but it was very brief.
Yeah, it was very brief. Remember, the mother, she's already TB positive.
Yes.
And might be taking medication. It might happen during the ureter, actually, as the child grows.
Hold on. Actually, I do have a question. I don't know how to. Are you allowed to engage in sexual activities when, let's say, before you even fall pregnant and you find out that you've got TB? Can you engage in sexual activities?
Yes, why not? But we always prefer that it needs to be, actually, all the sexual activities, it needs to be a safe sexual practices.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Let me just talk, going back to the... During the ureter, ngikhuluma ngendlela umntwana noma sakhula, ne? The child might, please let me use, might also be infected with TB. Because you remember, the circulation, you are sharing whatever with the mother and the child. So immediately after the child is born, they cannot give what is called BCG. BCG is something that prevents a child from being infected with TB. But we wait, I think for about 2 months. We also look at the signs and symptoms of the child, whether he's got acquired the TB or not. Then afterwards is then we can able to see it, to whether we can give the TB preventative therapy, of which is a session that we still had to come back probably next week, because the previous session we had some glitches on it. So we'll talk much more about it.
Okay, we really don't have time. Okay, so was this for when the baby's in the belly?
Yes.
And when what happens then if the baby is out, but mhlambe iTB solo usanayo? Does the baby survive?
Yes, they'll survive.
All right. The only thing we need to do for the baby,
we need to make sure that the child is screened 100%.
Okay.
Remember, there's medication even for the newborn baby in a form of syrups.
Oh, right.
It's not just tablets.
That is TB related.
Yes, TB related.
Okay.
But the child needs to be screened and they need to be make sure that the, indeed the child doesn't have TB.
No.
Whether tests that are done,
yeah,
like the PPD. PPD is something that they inject on the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Then the skin we might react, but the reaction of the skin will not tell whether the child is TB positive or not. But it will say the child is having the infection, not the disease.
All right, let's park it there for today.
Okay.
But I think we need to talk about this because I don't think we've really, like, you know, dived deep into the conversation with mother and baby and then TB. But thank you so much for coming, Babangkulu.
It's fine. We'll see you next week.